This is Health News from Helen Newberry Joy Hospital and Healthcare Center. And today we're talking with Dr. Michael Beaulieu, Chief Medical Officer at Helen Newberry Joy, about the latest COVID-19 news. And doctor, are you still offering drive-up testing?
People who have passed the hospital in the last week or so may have noticed that our parking lot drive-up testing tent is not there anymore. We are still doing just as much testing as ever, probably more. The reason the tent is not there is because it's being replaced with a new structure that's going to be twice as big and stronger and designed for the winter weather. Testing is still available. We have our COVID testing hotline at 293-9288 that anyone can call Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. to ask questions and get some direction on whether or not they should come in for a test.
How fast are you able to get test results back to the patients?
At this current time, our ability to give test results on the day of testing changes all the time. Right now, it's very limited. Most of the testing that we are doing is we swab and then we send it out to a regional lab. And the result time varies depending upon many factors. But currently, we're seeing results come back in about 2 or 3 days. Once in a while, it gets up to 5 or 6. It's been highly unusual to see it take longer than 7 days. And we're currently working to be able to provide more of the same-day result type testing as those tests slowly become more available.
I know there are several different tests being administered these days. What version is Helen Newberry Joy using?
The test that we do on-site and send out is what's called the molecular test, or PCR test. It's the most accurate test as far as being able to have certainty of the results being accurate. The test that we do in-house, you get the result quicker, and that's led some people to refer to it as the rapid test. But the test we're doing really isn't the rapid test. You definitely get the result more rapidly than when we send it out to Marquette, for example. But it's the molecular test with the highest possible level of accuracy.
What's the typical situation, the scenario you see when someone comes in to get tested?
Probably the most common scenario we see is somebody who has some symptoms. Oh, I've developed a fever, I've developed a cough, and I want to know if this is COVID-19. That's a person who will come in and we'll test them and we'll tell them, you know, until we know that this is or isn't COVID, you should probably behave as if it is COVID and stay home and stay away from people because we don't want to find out in 2 days that it's COVID and you've spent the last 2 days around people who now have to be concerned that they might have it. We also do some screening tests in completely asymptomatic people, such as our employees in our long-term care that we test on a weekly basis just to make sure we're keeping the virus out of our building. That's somebody who can get swabbed and then go to work. They don't have to stay home and lay low. If they were to tell us they had symptoms, yeah, they wouldn't be asked to work and they'd be asked to stay home until we get the result. And then if that result's positive, of course, they're going to stay home longer.
Now, what about the patient who's concerned that they might have been infected?
Somebody who's been in close proximity to someone who's had the virus, we recommend that they get tested. And by close proximity, we mean if you've been within 6 feet of somebody for 15 minutes or more, that's the highest risk where there's a likelihood that you could have got this virus from them. If you keep your distance, if you spend less time close to people, your chances of getting this are a lot less. So somebody who has had that kind of close exposure should come in and get tested. But I want to make sure people understand that the timing of that test is very important. If somebody with the coronavirus coughs on me and I become infected, it's probably going to take possibly 4 or 5 days or more before I get sick and realize I have symptoms. Some people it takes up to 2 weeks. If I'm exposed to somebody today and I run down to the tent and get tested or come in tomorrow morning and get tested, there's a very good chance that that test will still be negative and I'll have a false sense that I'm not contagious. Certainly, anytime you have symptoms that are suggestive of COVID, you should get tested. For the asymptomatic person, it depends on what kind of contact you've had and how long it's been since that contact occurred.
Thank you, Dr. Michael Beaulieu, Chief Medical Officer at Helen Newberry Joy.